Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this first Sunday of 2016. Indeed, may the presence of Christ rest upon each and every one of us as we seek always to be faithful servants, as we seek to live out our lives as faithful disciples. As we come together in worship, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. I offer a warm welcome to all who are present, and especially our visitors. If you are a visitor and this is your first time here, please see an usher on your way out for a welcome packet, or you could grab one from the shepherd's crook out in the narthex. If you notice that there is anyone missing that normally sits beside you, please make sure that you give them a call and let them know that they were missed. If you have any prayer concerns, you're more than welcome to share them by writing them down on the card inside the attendance folder and passing it to the center for the ushers to collect later for our joys and concerns. Also, at that time, if you would please register or sign in on the pew pad and pass it on to your neighbor and make sure that it gets back to the center also. At this time, we'd like to move on to our moments of informality where we talk about the mission and the ministry of the church. If there are any announcements.
This is the last day for pictures for the directory, so if anyone would like to have their picture made, just come up right after church real fast and smile and get your picture taken. We'd appreciate it. And secondly, next week is the unhanging of the greens, and if the church here is anything like at home, there's always more people to decorate than to undecorate and put stuff away. So we'd appreciate having as many hands as possible so we don't have to be here all day putting stuff away. I want to remind you, too, that as we take the trees down this year, they may fall down by themselves. We need to replace them. They are put together with duct tape and prayer. So we do need some new ones for next year. If you would like to donate toward those, perhaps a memorial gift, please note that on a pew envelope. We'd appreciate any donations for new trees. Thank you.
I also have a couple of announcements listed here. We need nursery volunteers. The coordinator is Kim. If anyone would like to volunteer to help in the nursery, please see her or contact her. The info is in the bulletin. Also, the Finance Committee fruit sale orders are due next Sunday. That's January the 10th. Also, mark your calendars. Soup Sunday is January 17th. We still need people to make soup. There's a sign up on the easel out in the narthex. If you'd please sign up, that would be great. Also, please make sure that you allow for time to join us down in the gymnasium after that service so that you can enjoy some of the wonderful food that we have. Also, important thing is next week, correct, is the unhanging of the greens, which Diane just told you. We could always use the help. If there are no other announcements, we're going to continue on with our call to worship, and I'm going to turn it back over to Tracy.
Thank you. Good morning. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response. The Magi waited and watched, knowing something wondrous would be happening. The darkness that invaded all lives was banished by the light of that star. Let us celebrate the bright shining of God's love in our lives. Please continue in your bulletin with our opening prayer. Join me. God of promise and mysterious light, be with us this day as we journey in our faith to meet your gift. Give us courage and hope along our way, as your light will continue to glow brightly in our path, leading us to service and discipleship in Jesus' name. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise number 245, The First Noel.
be seated. Well, good morning. Are you ready for school to begin? Yeah. Yeah? Tomorrow? Yeah. Yep. Just a half day tomorrow. Okay. I think Abby has a full day. Oh, yeah. Yep. All day long. And today is an interesting day in the life of the church. It is the celebration of Epiphany. Did you talk about that at all today in Sunday school?
Yeah.
Do you know what Epiphany is?
When the wise men came,
yes, and they traveled from afar. We don't know how far they came, a long ways away. And did they give Jesus some gifts? What did they give him?
Frankincense, myrrh, and gold.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yep. And then, did they go back to King Herod?
No.
Why? He wanted to kill the baby Jesus. So they went home a different way. They took a detour. Yep. And went home, not through Jerusalem, but a different way, a longer way home. Yes. And then if we keep reading the story, Herod wasn't happy. And he did kill a bunch of babies. And Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, they left the country. And where did they go? Do you remember that part of the story? No, they came back there later, but they went to Egypt and stayed for a little while. I know. And then they came back to Nazareth and stayed. Yeah. So today we celebrate the wise men coming and bringing those gifts. And we always need to celebrate the presence of Jesus in the world. And anytime we see, oh, our Christ candle's on a little dim side today. Well, when we see bright candles, and every Sunday when we light the candles behind me on the altar, see the two candles up there burning? Those are always to talk about the light of Christ, the light of Jesus. So we talk today about the wise men following that bright star, and then every Sunday we have the bright light of Jesus on the candles on the altar to help remind us to always remember Jesus. Let's bow for prayer. Gracious God, we are thankful for these children. And we know that your hand is upon them. And that you bless them every single day. We pray for their moms and dads and all of those that care for them as well. That they might continue to live and grow for you. For we ask this and pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you're collecting today for a special group that our district helps with, and it's for children and moms and dads that need some extra help at the Bethany House. So,
Thank you, Diane and Choir, for our lovely anthem this morning. Our responsive reading may be found in your red hymnal, page number 7595, and that will be the reading of Psalm 72. Please recite your response to my prompt. Give the king your justice, O God. May he judge your people with righteousness. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May his foes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and the owls render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper.
He has taken on the weak and the needy,
and saved the lives of the needy. Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field. At this time, I would ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Thank you.
Living God, your radiance shines in the beauty of creation. In Christ your Son, you have given the world eternal light that burns brightly in the midst of darkness. Like the Magi, when you draw us near, we are overwhelmed with joy. Lead us by your Spirit to share your warmth and grace with our neighbors. Let our lives in this new year be an offering to you. We pray all of this through Christ, the light of the world. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to the time in our service to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. If you turn in the inside cover of your worship folder, you'll see that a joy that Bill and Elaine are celebrating Tuesday is the actual day, 64 years of marriage. You said, Bill, what, 10 years ago you took a trip and landed in Australia? 14 years ago. They landed in Australia 14 years ago today. Did a month-long... You're just going to Nemacolin tonight. All right. Well, good luck. And you'll see then... So the rose or the flowers there, and then to the right, the blue bow there, you'll see is the honor of the birth of Bryson Tyler, who is the son of Cameron and Allison. And Bryson was born a week ago today on December 27th. And continuing with that, Allison, it was a long labor, 40 hours of. I believe they text me and ended up being a C-section. Allison has developed some complications, and she was taken to the emergency room last night, and they ended up admitting her. And so she is in Westmoreland Hospital, and the family, I'm sure, would covet your prayers. Let me flipping over. Debbie text Diane about 1 o'clock this morning that she was having some problems, and she is in Forbes Hospital being admitted last night. So we've got those two individuals that are in. You'll notice that I don't know whether Betty is just a glitch on there that we can't get rid of her off. But as far as I know, Betty was discharged a couple weeks ago from Westmoreland Hospital. But I'm sure would continue to covet prayers. Two additional ones here, prayer for the Linda and family. And let me see, what's today's date? Third. So tomorrow, is it tomorrow, Lou? You've got a birthday. Lou's going to be 83 years old. You're not going to Nemacolin with them, are you? You'd like to go, but they haven't invited you that. There you go. You can get 2 for 1. Congratulations and happy birthday. Let me see. So the rest of the individuals there, you see those listed on the back page that we continue to keep in our prayers, as well as those other situations that are near and dear to our hearts. So let us continue with our prayer hymn this morning, number 254, We Three Kings. Gracious and loving God, we come together this day to celebrate gifts and blessings from you, to begin a new year in your presence and in your home, to share in the celebration of the wise men, in offering to you, O God, the gift of our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our daily lives, our living, our commitment to you and to your Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing, O God, all along that you will empower us through your Spirit, that we indeed might be your church, be your disciples, and to allow this light, this light of your Son, Jesus Christ, to boldly and triumphantly shine through each and every one of us, that others might see and experience the good news of this child of Bethlehem, the one who drew these wise men into his presence. O God, we pray that within your kingdom, within the world, that we might be a part of the hope for the world through your Son, Jesus Christ. Continue, O God, to work your wonders within each and every one of us to change us, to transform us, to make us new, to make us into that person that you have created us to be, disciples of Jesus Christ. O God, part of our calling as disciples is to remember to lift up and pray for brothers and sisters. You've heard the names of individuals, those with celebrations, those with concerns. You know the names of individuals on our prayer list. You know, O God, the situations upon our hearts. You know, O God, around the world where there is tension, where there is turmoil. You know where we, O God, can be involved today and tomorrow and in this week ahead. And so we pray, O God, that we will be sensitive, that we will be open and receptive to your Spirit and to the lives of others, that we might faithfully respond as your disciples to those needs that we will be faced with this coming week. O God, we pray for each family and home that is represented here today, for our mission and ministry to the world, in our places of work and play, our communities, with our neighbors, with our families and friends. Prepare the hearts and minds and spirits of those, O God, who will receive the good news of Christ our Lord through us. O God, we ask and we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture for us from Matthew, I would invite you to stand if you are able. Hear these words from chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And to you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious God, we are thankful for the teachings of Scripture, for their claim upon our lives. And now, O God, we pray that you will speak to us through these words, and that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they will be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. The wonderful story of the wise men coming to the manger, or at least coming to the place where the Christ child is at this time during this particular event, is much a story about people failing to grasp the significance of the birth of Jesus, as it is a story about people appropriately paying honor to the new king. Now, there is a tradition that holds that the wise men have not always been astronomers. They may have been a part of a Persian tribe, and they had tried to overthrow the empire. And after this political and military failure, well, they turned their attention to philosophy, to science, and to teaching. And in their studies, their new discipline prepared them for this star that would forecast the coming of a long-expected Savior and King. And so when they saw this star at its rising, they dropped everything, and they began their journey. not sure where it was going to take them. And so they stopped in Jerusalem, asked their questions. Herod involves his leaders, and they make their way to Bethlehem. And finding Jesus and entering into the house, the scriptures tell us that they kneel, bent down, paid this new Christ child homage, opened their treasure chests, giving gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then they go home. Wow. You're standing in the presence of the Christ, this child that has caused you to drop everything and to travel a journey to find him. And you go home. For all their wisdom and all their understanding, all their impressive insight, their amazing interpretive skills, for their persistence, their generosity, ultimately they didn't get it. All the philosophy, science, and wisdom had led them to follow this star. But all of those weren't enough to lead them to follow the light of the world. And they go home. Dr. Leonard Sweet, who was the seminary president at United my senior year, he posted or tweeted, or I don't know what he did the other day, but I came upon his words that a friend posted, and he said, the word disciple occurs 269 times in the New Testament. Disciple occurs 269 times. The word Christian is there 3 times. And leader, 1 time. He says it's kubernus, which is usually translated as captain of a ship, which we translate as leader or administrator. It's there 1 time. And he says the biggest problem in the church today, it's filled with Christians and leaders, not disciples. Now that then causes some interesting stirring in my mind. So what's the difference between a Christian, a leader, or a disciple? Disciples follow Christ. They're not just believers. I mean, after all, Herod believed who Jesus was, but he was not a disciple. So we realize then in this story that the villain of the story, Herod, may actually have had a deeper insight than anyone else in the story as to who this child was and the child's potential change on history. He knew more about the potential of this child than the wise men. And as horrible as his reaction to the birth of Jesus was, later killing those children 2, 3 years and younger, his was the only reaction that conveyed an awareness of the profound effect that Jesus Christ would have on individuals in the world. It's as if he's the only one who understood, who understands. He knew that Jesus had the potential of turning the world upside down. He understood, and it scared him, and he wanted to protect the legacy of his family to get rid of anybody that stood in his way, the Son of God or not. Herod didn't get it. So invested in his own power and his own authority, he could only hear the good news as bad news. He didn't hear any of the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love that was made visible through this Christ child. Disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, not just believers in Jesus Christ. You notice that God is not mentioned once in this whole story of the wise men. And yet God's presence permeates the whole story. It's all orchestrated behind the scenes, the birth, the star, the prophecies, the wise men. It is only in the fullness of time that anyone can begin to realize the full implication of this one born into our midst. Have we realized the full implication of the one born among us? Believer? Or follower. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, to believe is one thing, but to follow is another. To be a disciple implies that we take what we believe and we take the teachings then of Jesus Christ and apply them and use them every single day. Oh God, as we continue with this holy meal of communion, we pray that today we might begin fresh and new as your disciples in and to the world. And we pray in Christ's name. Amen. It seems that in our daily lives and living, we are surrounded with birth and death all the time. In order for us to receive life, we receive the sustenance of gathering around a table and indeed realize that a life or life was lost in order that we might receive and commune those gifts and they might nourish our bodies emotionally and physically and spiritually. And so we are surrounded with life and death. And so as we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we come together today on the first Sunday of the month and the new year to celebrate and to be reminded of his death. That night when Jesus gathered in the upper room with his disciples, and as that meal of grace and forgiveness was unfolding, Jesus picked up some bread. He lifted it to the heavens, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, and it's broken for you. Eat it and remember me." And so we remember today the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken some 2,000 years ago. for you today. And as that supper continued, Jesus picked up a cup and likewise lifted that cup to the heavens, blessed it, and said, "This cup is the new covenant. My blood that is shed for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world." The disciples knew about an animal losing its life and the blood being dashed on the altar and the rabbi pronouncing them clean and forgiven. "The cup of the new covenant," Jesus said, "my blood shed for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world." Let us drink and remember him. Today, as we come together and commune and to receive, we will be receiving communion through intinction. I ask that you come under the direction of the ushers. A piece of bread will be broken off for you, and then take that bread and dip it in the juice, and you may then eat and remember and receive grace and forgiveness. If you prefer to have single bread and cups, those are available up here as well. If coming forward is an issue, the ushers then will serve you in the pew. In the United Methodist Church, this table is open. It's for all of us, regardless of membership here or anywhere. Regardless of our past, because Christ offers us forgiveness to begin fresh and new today. The table is prepared. Let us come. Gracious and loving God, you send us out into the world as disciples, empowering us with your holy presence through Christ our Lord and your Holy Spirit. Prepare the hearts and minds and spirits to those whom you send us, that they might experience the light of Christ through us and his changing and transforming presence. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. gracious and loving God, as you send us out into the world, our daily lives and living our mission and ministry is related to the question, what child is this? Oh God, may we go as disciples. In the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.